If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for cell service. It's Jill Schlesinger. Did you know Pure Talk gives you the same great coverage on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys for about half the cost? The average family is saving over $800 a year. I know what you're thinking. How do they do that? Pure Talk doesn't have thousands of retail stores and overhead that you have to pay for. And they don't charge you for the added perks that you never use. You can keep your phone number and keep your phone or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill 50 to save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Jill 50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
El Chapo wants a new trial.
Joaquin Guzman is serving a life sentence after he was convicted of running a brutal, industrial-sized drug trafficking operation. But defense attorney Mark Furnish said there was breathtaking jury misconduct.
I mean, this guy is going to be in a box for the rest of his natural life. I'm not asking you to play violins for him, and I'm not playing any violins for him either. This is very, very serious business for everybody concerned.
An anonymous juror had told Vice several jurors ignored instructions to avoid information about the case that was not in evidence. Prosecutors said it made no difference in the outcome. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The British Prime Minister admits he's a little worried about next week's climate talks.
Answering questions from school children from around the world, Boris Johnson predicts a very, very tough summit.
I'm very worried because it might go wrong and we might not get the agreements that we need. And it's touch and go. It's very, very difficult, but I think it can be done.
While the UK, he says, has cut CO2 and coal emissions massively, the leaders of major players like Russia and China don't plan to attend the world gathering. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Tomorrow night's U.S. women's soccer game against South Korea is going to be the last one for Carly Lloyd. She's retiring from international soccer as a two-time FIFA Women's World Cup champ, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and a two-time FIFA Player of the Year. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
A rainy and windy afternoon around the Puget Sound area. Good afternoon. Como News Time 4:04. Downtown Seattle now 54 degrees.
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice and Kimmy Klein watching the traffic for us every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Kimmy.
Yeah, and everywhere is a bit worse off than usual with this weather today. On top of that, power outages, debris blowing all around. We got those downed utility poles in South Seattle still fully blocking East Marginal Way at the South Park Bridge and Monday Night Football at Lumen Field. So lots of traffic headed towards the stadiums. We still have this crash on northbound 5 at I-90 and it's still blocking that right lane. Southbound 5 is rolling slow from Northgate into the city, and so is southbound 99 now. That's filling in from South Lake Union towards the stadiums. In Tacoma, we have downed trees on the southbound State Route 7 extension ramp to northbound 5. It's partially blocking so far. Huge backups on Highway 16 between the Narrows Bridge and Purdy due to a long-term crash at Wallacha. It's still in the median and blocking that eastbound left lane. A crash near SeaTac partially blocks the ramp from eastbound 518 to southbound 5, and there's an accident on southbound 405 at State Route 527, still blocking that far left express toll lane. Next Como traffic at 4:14.
This update on traffic sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all drain cleaning and sewer repair. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call on Beacon. All right, Puget Sound forecast is going to be wet and windy tonight. We are looking for temperatures that are going to drop into the 40s again, and wind gusts on the coast and the North Sound up around 50. Wind gusts here in the Seattle area likely to be about 30 tonight and tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, with rain at times, it'll be about 55 degrees for our high. Downtown Seattle now 54 degrees. And that brings our Como News Time to 4:06. Elisa?
The powerful winds that hit our area claimed lives, did a lot of damage to our energy systems. Como's Ryan Harris joining us with more on the work to keep the lights and heat turned on. Ryan?
Well, Elisa, when you combine wet grounds and the winds gusting near 70 miles per hour at the coast and more than 50 inland, you get debris tossed all over the place, and that includes falling trees and branches, plus all the leaves you'll see that are now, it's fall time, so they're coming off of the trees. I'm actually seeing a lot of that where I am in between Bothell, Mill Creek, and Linwood. Now, at its peak, more than 150,000 homes and businesses were left in the dark. That number, fortunately, has gone way down, thanks in part to the hard work of power crews now working on 24-hour rotating shifts. Puget Sound Energy tells me even though they're working to get power restored as soon as possible, their number one priority is still making sure their crews are safe. That includes taking care of themselves and not putting themselves in harm's way. So if you see power crews or the tree crews that are out there with them helping them to clean up so that repair work can proceed, be sure to give them plenty of room. And remember, even as the storm moves from wind to rain, you still need to watch out for trees and branches that could come down. Reporting live in Snohomish County, Ryan Harris, Como News.
All right, Ryan, good advice. Seattle mayoral candidate Lorena Gonzalez is not apologizing for a campaign ad some consider racist. In that 30-second TV spot, a white rape survivor says she would not vote for Bruce Harrell because he once supported former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray against charges of sexual abuse. Local NAACP President Gerald Hankerson takes offense to the ad.
This was nothing more than a Willie Horton attempt, an ad that was used to misguide people, to make them think that Bruce Harrell, a black man, a man of color, can't be trusted.
Gonzalez defends the ad, saying in a statement, quote, Bruce Harrell has a troubling history of discrediting survivors of abuse and harassment. Well, if you're not fully vaccinated and need to get a COVID test before doing things like attending tonight's Seahawks game, you might want to consider stopping by a Safeway store today. In addition to offering vaccines, the chain now is announcing that it's offering the rapid test in all local pharmacy locations with results available in about 20 minutes. You'll need an appointment, though, to do it. Well, when enrollment reopens for Washington's Guaranteed Education tuition program on November 1st, families who opted out when there was a more lucrative option a few years ago might want to have another look. Let's get the latest on this now from Como's Carlene Johnson.
For the first time in its 23-year history, Seattle Times reports GET will offer a unit purchase price that does not include a premium over current in-state tuition rates. Jackie Ferrato covers the basics of the GET program.
The value of the units, and that's going to be what they're worth, that's going to keep pace with the actual cost of in-state undergraduate tuition and state-mandated fees.
So for the first time, the single unit price matches the payout price, which is based on the cost of tuition and state-mandated fees at Washington's highest-priced public university, which is currently UW-Tacoma, at $11,401 a year. Now, 3 years ago, when many families were offered a chance to opt out of GET and into a different type of plan, offering a 38% increase in the value of their account overnight, many of them chose to do so.
That's Como's Carlene Johnson telling us the open enrollment period for GET begins again on November 1st. Well, that brings our Como News time now to 4:10. Let's talk about sports. And boy, a busy evening around the Puget Sound area. Seahawks get the Monday Night Football spotlight tonight, hosting the New Orleans Saints at Lumen Field. Kickoff set a little over an hour from right now. The oddsmakers in Vegas have the Seahawks as 4-point favorites tonight. It'll be a stormy game out there for sure. Well, let's see what else is going on in the world of sports. And we've got Bill Swartz on vacation today. So Taylor Van Sice has stepped in from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Update desk and has a closer look at what else is going on. Taylor.
World Series baseball begins tomorrow night at the home of the 2017 champions, the Houston Astros. Houston, amid cheating scandals, has spent a lot of time in the postseason over the last several years. They were last in the series in 2019. But for the Atlanta Braves, National League opponent, it's been since 1999 that their fan base has been waiting to see them back in the World Series. All those years ago, it didn't end too well. Even though they had a stacked roster of future Hall of Famers, they were swept in four games by the Yankees. The Seattle Kraken stay home for tomorrow's matchup against the Montreal Canadiens. Both the Canadiens and Kraken played on Saturday, trying to gain some momentum for both clubs. The Canadiens coming off their first win of the season. The Kraken still looking for their first home win at the new Climate Pledge Arena. Also tomorrow evening, the Seattle Sounders in L.A. to play LAFC. The college football weekend ends mixed for fans here in Washington. The Cougars looked promising in their first game since the firing of their head coach, but they end up losing to the BYU Cougars 21-19. The Huskies staged a late-game comeback to beat the Arizona Wildcats 21-16, handing the Wildcats their 19th straight loss. They haven't won a game since 2019. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. Taylor Van Sice, Como News.
And that brings our Como News time to 4:11. We were talking about Monday Night Football a moment ago, and a reminder that we'll have the latest on traffic. It's already getting busy around SoDo. An update on that just a couple minutes away from Kimmy. The Postal Service announced announcing big changes to pave the way for smoother deliveries this holiday season. It comes amid the global shipping crisis and the shortage of workers across the U.S. economy that shows no sign of letting up. ABC's Megan Taverzian has more in this report.
This morning, the supply chain crisis heating up before the holidays, with consumer demand set to skyrocket. The Postal Service is now increasing capacity to help make sure holiday packages arrive on time. It's adding 45 new facilities, 112 new sorting machines, and 40,000 seasonal workers, all to handle 35% more daily packages.
The supply chain logjam has created uncertainty of when the products will be received by the merchants and when they ship.
Meanwhile, more troubled waters for the shipping industry this weekend. Roughly 40 containers fell off this cargo ship during a storm near Vancouver. Gridlock is so bad at the port of Long Beach, California, the city is now changing the rules, allowing shippers to stack containers higher than usual. One key issue behind this crisis is a severe shortage of truckers. Some companies are now offering truckers annual salaries of $110,000 with $15,000 signing bonuses. The labor shortage spilling over to other parts of the economy as well, including hospitality and transportation.
We're at such a staffing deficit.
At this job fair in Denver, organizers expected 5,000 job seekers to attend, but only 100 showed up.
We were expecting the masses to come knocking on our door.
Back to shipping gifts for the holidays. The cutoff for FedEx ground shipping is December 15th. Experts say getting products early is a huge advantage, and don't wait too long for bigger savings because you may not get them. Megan Taverzian, ABC News, San Diego.
All right, duly warned, Elisa. It's just like, you know, every year we're warned to get things done sooner and sooner, and this year, boy, it takes that to the max, doesn't it?
It is, with so many things. And now, speaking of things that we might want to put off or not put off, we've got to deal with our traffic. And 414, we've got Kimmy Klein watching the roads for us from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
And it really is so busy out there today, so we need some patience for sure. In Tacoma, downed trees are partially blocking the ramp from southbound State Route 7 to northbound I-5 right near City Center. A long-term crash in Gig Harbor on eastbound 16 at Wallachia continues to block the eastbound left lane, but is causing a 5 to 6 mile backup in both directions. And on I-5, our travel time from Tacoma to Olympia is about 49 minutes. In Seattle, a stalled Metro bus that was partially blocking the lower Spokane Street swing bridge, that's been cleared, but we still have a crash on northbound I-5 at I-9. That's blocking the right lane. And of course, lots of extra traffic around the First Avenue South Bridge, especially since the South Park Bridge remains closed at East Marginal Way due to those 15 downed utility poles. So that's going to take until at least tomorrow till we see lanes reopen and that fixed, hopefully, fingers crossed. Southbound 405 is still busy out of Linwood towards a crash at C Route 527 that just cleared out of the express toll lanes. Your travel time from Bellevue to South Center is 40 minutes. Seattle to Everett takes about 45, and Linwood to Seattle on I-5 takes about 50 minutes with the backup starting at Northgate. Your next Como traffic at 424.
This update on traffic sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all electrical work. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call on Beacon. Puget Sound forecast blustery tonight. Tomorrow, wet and windy, rain likely through the late evening tonight, with southerly winds in the city around 30 miles an hour at times, and then closer to 45, 50 miles an hour over the North Sound and the Washington coast. For tomorrow, rainy again, breezy with gusts to 30 and highs in the middle 50s. A little lighter rain coming in on Wednesday. Downtown Seattle now with rain, 54 degrees. SeaTac Airport, 52. In Bellevue, 54. Tacoma, 54. Everett now, also 54 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Thank you for joining us on the Como Afternoon News, edited by Kathy O'Shea. I'm Rick Van Sice with Elisa Jaffe.
Joe Manchin's been a holdout. Is President Biden able to convince him to sway to a different direction? ABC's Ike Jachi joining us on the Como Newsline. And Biden been heading to New Jersey today to continue trying to sell his infrastructure plan. What's happened, Ike?
Well, you know, he heads to New Jersey. He was trying to talk to his constituents to let them know that his massive social spending bill was a good thing, which is why he went to child care centers in North Plainfield and pre-kindergarten schools in Kearny, New Jersey, to sell his package. But the big part about this whole deal is what happened over the weekend. President Biden, he invited West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer into his Wilmington, Delaware home. And the whole point of this was try to bridge the gap between the progressive faction and the moderate faction of the Democratic Party. Now, sources say that they were there for hours and they left feeling that it was a pretty good meeting and that they might have had a framework for a new deal. Now, nothing was set in stone. However, it was trending towards the positive direction. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi came out this morning and said that they are 90% towards a new deal on the social spending package. Now, it went from a sweeping $3.5 trillion plan to now what's being about a $1.75 trillion package. However, sources do say that that number can still go up. Now, the key debate there's been two key debates over the negotiations. The first one has been the revenues and how to pay for the package. Right now, it appears that Senator Joe Manchin is on board with what's seen as sort of like a wealth tax. The White House, they're considering a tax on the investment income of billionaires. So fewer than 1,000 of the wealthiest Americans with at least $1 billion in assets. Also, they're floating a 15% corporate minimum tax that's designed to ensure all companies pay what Biden is calling their fair share, ending the practice of big name firms paying no taxes. Now, the other dispute that I mentioned was what should be in the package. We know that, you know, this package has slimmed down more than $1 trillion already. Even though it's going to get paid out over 10 years, there's still some social programs that may not make this the chopping block. Those include plans to expand Medicare coverage with dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits for seniors, child care assistance, and free pre-kindergarten. These are things that may get chopped, which by polls show they're very popular with the American people, which is why you're seeing Biden out now on a sort of selling tour so the American people know exactly what they'll be missing out so they can kind of speak to their lawmakers.
So Manchin might be budging, but what about Kyrsten Sinema?
Well, she has also maintained her stature in terms of not wanting that top line over $3.5 trillion. The thing with Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is that there's been some kind of confusion. She voted against the 2017 Trump administration tax cuts that lowered the corporate tax rate. The Biden administration is simply asking why she would not be attuned to raising the tax rate back to pre-2017 levels. Mind you, she voted against that. This would simply bring it back to those levels. So there's probably going to be some more conversation, but based on Senate leadership right now, it appears that they're closer to a consensus than they are to a chasm.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. Thank you so much, Ike.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Como News Time coming up on 420. Daniel Como, Propel Insurance Money Update. Wall Street figures look pretty good. Let's get right to the money news now. Your Como Propel Insurance Money Update from ABC News.
From ABC News, Wall Street. Now, stocks start the week with some small gains, but with enough for more record highs. The Dow rose 64 points. The S&P 500 added 22. That was enough for a new closing benchmark. And the NASDAQ closed up 137 for the day. Oil prices ended the day unchanged at $83.76 a barrel. Facebook is among the latest companies to report as earnings season rolls on, its latest numbers short of analyst expectations. Tesla notching the session's biggest gain in the S&P after Hertz said it would buy 100,000 Model 3 vehicles for its fleet. The deal sent the electric vehicle maker's stock up more than 12%. Union organizers at an Amazon distribution center in New York delivered more than 2,000 signatures to federal labor officials asking to authorize a vote which would establish the first union at the nation's largest online retailer. If organizers in New York succeed, it could set similar votes in motion across the company's empire. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Pandemic to protests, Wall Street to the White House. The news never stops. For continuing coverage, stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and streaming live on your smart speaker. Como News.